This is A&R Podcast Freshness. I'm Quill.
And I'm Romeo.
So tune in, listen up, and come back for more.
Oh. What's up, y'all? Welcome to A&R Podcast Production.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching. This is our first video back in a good old while.
Oh, yeah. We are back in effect.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute.
It's been a good minute.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a good minute. I miss doing this.
Oh, yeah.
I miss us just talking about stuff that really mattered to us. And also, like, having the ability to share it online to people, hopefully reaching some people, touch some people, change some people's lives.
Yeah.
On that aspect, man.
Right, like, for the better, too.
So just remember, comment, like, and subscribe for the more content is coming. We're definitely in a new mindset than the last time we did this.
Yeah.
We're in a better mindset, so.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, for sure. So.
So, what we got going on today is a beautiful, powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to switch it up today and just talk about some things that we learned today.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Due to the grace of God, of our Heavenly Father, He bestowed upon us a message that we receive that hopefully we can give out to you guys so you can receive it as well.
Exactly. Definitely, you know, for sure. And I think in church has taught me so much going back this year just because I feel like it has helped with my depression, my anxieties, because depression and anxiety affects so many people in today's generation, today's life. And my story behind that, you know, for people that know me, they see me as energetic, stuff like that. But I've gone through depression. I have anxiety. It is honestly because of the fact that when you have other people's expectations weigh on you, other people's ideals weigh on you, it starts to really affect you. Like you really feel like I have no control over my life. It's, you know, it's other people influence my decisions more than I am, and the things that I'm the one that's living it, they're not. Yeah. So I would say going to church and hearing the word and hearing the message that we will be sharing with you guys today.
That's right.
It's amazing and powerful. So if you're one of those people that's dealing through this depression, anxiety, these are some things we're going to talk about to hopefully help lift your spirits up. And
just
help.
Worrying, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we all, because in our walk with God, we know that it's not going to be easy. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be some hardships that we go through. But the thing is, through the storm, we have to realize that there is no way we can cut through corners. God says that, you know, there are some things that He'll keep us away from. But in a lot of cases, there's times where we're going to have to just go through the storm in order to make it out. But the thing is, while we're going through that storm, we have to take refuge and find peace in the fact that through that, God's still walking with us through it.
Amen. You know, amen. Saying? And it's, I think, and, you know, a lot of us in today's society, in today's world, have just a lot of anxiety. And then, you know, then, like, also like, a lot of questions and why this, why that.
Yeah.
I think the one that I loved about the message that our church, Shaker Heights Community Church, Pastor Jeff Jackson, great pastor, first lady, wonderful first lady.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't able to make it today because they're out of town. But Deacon Devin Moore, Brother Moore, is a
shout out to him as well.
Good deacon, good person, follower of Christ. He said that, you know, at the end of the world, everything you do will make sense. God will make it make sense.
Exactly.
Just because I know, like, a lot of times in life, you feel like you're doing stuff and it don't make no sense. I'm going through this. why am I going to this? It don't make no sense.
And that's just like what he said today when he was saying that, you know, with it may seem like you working so hard.
Yeah.
And you doing everything you can to get towards a certain goal, and things are just not going as you planned in your favor. And the thing is, that doesn't mean you're not blessed, especially if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That just means that not only can Satan send some attacks your way, but the thing is, more times than not, God's positioning you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, you in those moments, we can't just think, well, why me? We have to also ask ourselves, what lessons can we get from what I'm going through?
Yeah, just you because, know, because no, cause that's true too. Just because, you know, everything, like, you know, everything you go through, there is a lesson behind it.
Yeah, always. And in the fact that
there is also a reasoning and blessing behind it as well. I am like people dying and stuff like that, going through hardship, financial things of that aspect. I am not saying that it is good to go through those things.
No,
it's not. And it's not. It's really not, just because especially how stuff is right now.
Yeah.
You can be bankrupt, go through stuff like that. It can be hard and difficult.
It could be hard, yeah.
And really, like in your mind is like
the weight of the world just crashing down.
So, you know, I would say that is one thing I love about Brother Moore's speech today is the fact that he said, look, you're going through all this for a reason. Don't give up. Never give up.
Yeah, never give up.
And also how he said that through everything there's lessons. And also I also love the fact that he said, don't give some of your cares unto God, give all your cares.
Yeah.
Just because if you give only some of your cares, you are not being truthful with God, and you have to be truthful with Him.
Exactly, because He knows everything that we're doing. Shoot, He knows what we're going to do before we do it. But the thing is, He wants us to be gracious and humble enough to come to Him for those things. So all those cares that's cast onto Him, He can use for the better,
yeah,
to position your purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because He can make a way when there is no way. You know, even because I understand that just as much when you feel like you're going through some things and you're probably getting the back end of what people are saying or how things are going in your life, whether it's bills, whether it's,
yeah,
whether it's
a car payment,
whether it's people just betraying you or walking away from you or anything, you know what I'm saying? People probably taking advantage of you,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or wanting to, or just being around for all the wrong reasons,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, you know, everything happens for a reason. And the thing is, if we cast all of our cares on Him, because all those things, a lot of times, especially if it's happening so much,
yeah,
it seems like there's no way to get out of it. There's no way out,
mm-hmm,
especially if it's happening that much, where it seems like it's happening for so long.
Yeah.
But we have to know that God can make a way when there is no way. He can do the impossible. Because He's all powerful.
All powerful. You know? It really, and I would say, like, there is certain books that I feel like should speak to you.
Exactly.
Romans chapter 8, I feel like
spoke to us.
From verse 1 all the way up to the end, I believe it's 30 or 31.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fact that, like, to me, that was also the word saying that with, you know, I'm with God, so like I'm brand new.
Exactly.
And to not live for God and not be with God just means that you're dead.
Exactly.
And if you're dead, you're you you are basically going to keep sinning
right
until death, because sin is death.
It's death, and the wages of sin is death. And the thing is, if we're living in our carnal minds or in our earthly minds, we're not giving our all to God, and so he's not gonna be able to work within us, because he understands that we just want to work for the world, which is also working for the devil. And you know, he's gonna get, like it says in the Bible, he's gonna give us over to a debased mind. Yeah. But if we come to him, which is a sinful nature, which is just a bad mindset to have, and it's not saying that he doesn't have the power to work within us, because he does.
Yeah,
he has the power to do anything, but what we have to know is that he withholds some of that power sometimes, so to really work things out for the good.
Yeah.
Because some things have to happen. Sometimes it's like, okay, well, you want to work for the world. I'm here when you receive me.
Yeah.
Because just like Brother Moore said, God's never went anywhere.
No.
It's just us walking away from him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I think, and it's crazy too, just because also, like, you know, and I would say the one thing about Bible study that was last Wednesday, we went to it, and the message that Pastor Chris was really beautiful. And I think this is a good kind of connection point to what was talked about to today.
Exactly.
He talked about deception.
Yeah.
And the world can deceive you, the devil can deceive you, but God will not deceive you.
No, he won't.
And then like the devil can come in many forms. It can come in people, material things, and things of that aspect of nature. Like, he will always be there to tempt you of whatever. And it could be a whisper, it can be one voice, two voice, big or small, it don't matter.
Good.
The devil works in mysterious ways.
But God also can too. So, you know, yeah, and that's the too. Most beautiful thing. And because the devil is going to try to put into your head that you're not good, that you yourself, no matter what you do, you're always going to be nothing. Because he hates us, because he's jealous that God loves us. And he wants to be God. And he was formed as an anointed cherub, as the leader of music.
Yep.
But God formed us to live in his image.
Yeah, absolutely.
And knowing that's what he designed us for, divinely designed us for, the devil sees that and he hates it. He's jealous. He's envious of that. So he's going to try to get us to turn away from that, because that's what he wants. He wants to be God. And it's not like we can be God. That's not what we're saying. No. We're nothing like God, but we're to depend on him. And we have to live within his guidelines enough to know that when we look in the mirror, it's his reflection that we see.
And you know, it's crazy because, like, you know, Brother Moore did a thing with a mirror today, and he was like looking to it and just asking, like, am I still that same person? You know,
and
do I truly love God and things that aspect of nature? And you know, honestly, I think life in general is a big old mirror.
Oh yeah, it's a big old mirror
that you have to look into. And just think about it, like, okay, I got this life. I have done so many misdeeds, so many mistakes, and like, I did it all for the world. None of it was really for God. There was really no repenting. And look, man, that's okay. People fall, people make mistakes. We're no different.
Yeah.
I'm no, like, just,
no one's perfect.
We all fall, make mistakes.
Exactly.
But the important thing is that you just accept God, repent, and just really work on that relationship to met with God and put the effort, put the work in.
Yeah.
Because you got to put the work in. You got to put the work in. And, like, I would say for the first time in my life, like, I'm actually learning the meaning of putting the work in. Because I think beforehand, I don't think I put the work in.
In the beginning of this thing, we ain't really take it serious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because I know I didn't put the work in.
Yeah, we didn't.
Praying, that was, like, I'm not going to say I always pray. Like, I would pray from time to time.
Yeah.
But me, like, now, like, I can be at work and I'll just be like, thank God for this day, just because I know that I'm not going to be here. I'm going to move on to something greater. But if I do it, it is because of His blessing, not mine.
Exactly.
So I pray more now because I was very lukewarm.
That's how I was.
When it came to God.
I'm not only am I praying a lot more, I'm starting to dive into His word and His word a lot more out of church. Because the thing is, we can do that at church because that's what we're there for. We're there to go to God's house to give Him the glory. We're there to serve Him and to preach the word to His children. But the thing is, all the things that we learn in church, we have to take outside of church too. You know what I'm saying? We have to take outside of church. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, another thing that Pastor Jeff was saying, that, you know, and shout out to him and First Lady. I pray for y'all and I wish y'all the best wherever y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Is to not only hear the word, but be cautious of who you hear it from.
Yeah.
You know, what
you
I'm
could
saying?
Have, there's a lot of false prophets, there's a lot of false people.
Exactly.
That will preach to you false narrative about the world, about God, about Jesus, like about the Bible.
Exactly. So
you gotta be really careful.
You gotta be real careful.
Just because I would say, as you really dive in the word, as you really dive in knowing God and building that relationship, having Him as your foundation, you can kind of tell who's false, who's just preaching.
Yes,
because a false prophet, and then also, and then like also, you kind of tell who's
really for God,
who's really real.
Exactly, because the thing is. And not to even cut you off or anything, I'm sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
But and you're exactly right because God will give you the Holy Spirit in you, because He'll give you, and a part of that Holy Spirit that's working in you, He'll give you discernment.
Yeah.
He'll give you discernment. He's gonna give, which will give you awareness. You know what I'm saying? Who's really standing for God?
Yeah.
Who's really standing for the world? Is this person a man of God or a woman of God who's going to tell the unadulterated, real, just cold cut word of God, and another person doing it for their benefit or financial gain or to deceive people or this or that? You know, they got all these different churches, but they're not preaching the word of God. You know what I'm saying? You got Catholics that and whatever people believe in as they believe. But I'm going to tell you from what I know is that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, so we can be reconciled with the Father. You know what I'm saying? If we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior that died on the cross for us and rose at the third day, you know what I'm saying? And Mary can't save us. And this might offend certain people, but I'm just telling the real.
Just telling this how, just telling,
telling it how it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
And if y'all don't like it, y'all don't gotta listen.
At all.
But Allah can't save us. Buddha can't save us. Confucius can't save us.
Nothing
can save us.
But the one and only God.
There's
only one God.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
In Matthew, he said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No, it wasn't Matthew. No, it wasn't Matthews. But even then, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me, but by him. You know what I'm saying? So. And the thing is, what I love, and it's a warning, but it's also giving us hope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That we have salvation in Christ who accepts him. You know what I'm saying? And because in the book of Romans, it also says, if God be for us, who could be against us?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? No one can. Yep. So even if there's people that, and we all know that it comes with a certain type of thing.
Yeah. Sure.
When we choose to follow Christ, there's going to be people that walk away from us.
Yeah.
There's going to be people that talk about us.
Yeah.
There's going to be people that look at us different or look at us funny.
And that's fine too.
And that's fine.
It's because, you know, I think like fitting in and trying to fit into the world and trying to fit into what people's ideas is just played out.
Right. And it's pointless because people really don't know what they want anyway.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much living towards an expectation that can never be met.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's letting an already defeated devil defeat us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who they're working for. The people that want to be pleased, that's who they're working for.
Exactly.
And the thing is, all those people out there that feel like life is just hitting you hard and it's just crashing down on you, and you don't think that you're never going to get out of it, or you think that you're not anybody, or you think that you won't amount to anything, listen, man, it's going to be okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to make it. Just don't give up.
Yeah, exactly.
Pray about it. Give it to God. But also fight. Just keep fighting with him as well.
Exactly.
And just don't give up. Not on God, and definitely not on yourself.
Exactly. Because God loves you. He made you divine. He crafted you through his image for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep fighting. And we got to keep living. And not only keep living, but we got to be mindful of who we're living for.
Yeah.
And we got to live for God.
I think Pastor said it best a couple Wednesdays. He was like, you know, following the path of God, following the righteousness of God, following God, Jesus, and everything in that aspect is going to be the hardest thing that you will ever do, just because life can throw you a twist and turns. And it can break you down.
Yeah.
It can break you down. It can beat you down so bad where you do start to like be like, okay, is God with me or not? Did he abandon me or not?
Yeah.
Like, I prayed for all the stuff that like not happened, and it happened anyway, and I prayed for this, but like I didn't get this. So, you know, usually you gotta fight, stay in the fight, don't give up on God, because God hasn't given up on you.
Exactly.
You just know that he loves you with every bit of his heart.
Loves you with an everlasting love, and that's everlasting forever. He loves you from the day that he made you, and he'll never stop loving you. You just got to receive that love.
And you have to accept him.
And you have to.
Because if you reject him, he will reject you.
He'll reject you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
To truly be said, you have to accept him, and you have to do the work. Because that is, like I said earlier, that is one thing I'm learning, that as a soldier of Christ and as a follower of Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, everything, like I'm learning to really not just be talkers, but also be doers.
Because it says that we
really be doers. And in life, sometimes you get tested to do that.
Exactly.
But you have to trust in God that, okay, you give me the power enough to where I can reject the devil. I can reject things that might come that way to get me distracted.
Because if anything, like, when Satan's tempting you, God is there testing you also. Because while Satan is tempting you, to go the other way, to try to do wrong. God's standing there. Hey, you know who loves you. You know who wants to save you. I'm here for you. Come to me. Don't worry about him. He's going to get, now I'm going to destroy him later on anyway. But the thing is, along with putting in the work, what I've learned too also is not only to just put the work in, but to hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have to hold ourselves accountable. Just like Quill was saying when Brother Moore looked into that mirror, we got to ask ourselves, are we putting all of our trust and all of our faith into God? Are we going to God? Are we giving him praise and letting him work within us and not withholding anything?
Yeah.
And not just casting down some things, but casting all of our cares onto him. Are we doing that? And on top of that, what are we doing to live for God?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? And the thing is, not only if we're going to be doing that, we have to ask ourselves, not only what are we doing, but what are we changing about ourselves? Yeah. If we're living for Christ and if we're actually truly born again, what about us that was in that sinful nature that was worthy of just being destroyed? What about us that was that way has changed to where it's not happening anymore?
Yeah,
the thing is, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw up. But the thing is, after that, are we going to feel good about it, or are we going to bypass it, or are we going to come to a place of repentance? Because we have to have a repentant heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw up. You know what I'm saying? No one's perfect. Right. Neither one of us are perfect, but we have to repent. And that doesn't mean to do the same things after we ask for forgiveness, because repentance means to change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What about us has changed?
And another thing, like in today's world, a lot of people don't see themselves as being worth saving.
Exactly.
But I think I definitely.
Everyone is worth saving,
no matter young or old. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Even when you think that you're not, you are. And that's the thing that goes based off the teaching that Pastor Jeff teach last Wednesday. The power of deception that the devil places in you. Because when you, the moment you feel like you're not worth anything anymore, that's when, or feel like you're not worth saving, or you're not worth being shown grace, that's when the devil's got you. That's when he's got you trapped, because every single one of us are worth saving.
Yeah.
God knew that. So that's why he gives us hope. That's why he gave us Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you know, through accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are saved.
Yeah, through him and only him. So
exactly,
definitely worth saving, man. I just think that today was a good day.
Today was a great day, man.
The sermon message was really powerful. This whole week has been good. Wednesday's Bible study was just even more icing on top of the cake. So you know, it's like a blessing to be able to talk and be able to put this out there. And like I said, we really hope you guys enjoy the video. And we hope that a decent amount of people watch it. If not, then all we really care about is the fact that as long as we touch somebody that needs it.
Exactly.
Because we're not doing this for money.
Yeah, we don't do it for money.
Right.
We do it to inspire. We do it to really touch people in a major way. And even if we just touch one person,
That's good enough for us, man.
And the thing is, always stay true. Always hold yourself accountable also. But just know that through whatever you're going through, even when you don't turn to God, you should. And And the thing is, the devil wants you to think that you're not worthy of God, or God's not worthy of you. He'll put that prideful nature in you, but you got to take it out. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that pride to the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And really know that you are worth saving.
Yeah.
You are good enough for God to save you. You just got to repent of all your wicked ways.
Yeah.
And turn to Jesus Christ. And the thing is, even when you feel like you're not good enough, you got to know that God loves you. You know what I'm saying? God loves you. God will always love you. He's the one that says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And all he wants to do is have a relationship with you.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? He wants to shower all of his unconditional love and his grace and mercy upon you. And he wants to use all his almighty power for your benefit. You know what I'm saying? To give him the glory. You know what I'm saying? To know that this is my child and who I'm well pleased. You know what I'm saying?
So
you know, just know that God loves you. And anybody that's out there that has accepted Jesus Christ and as their Lord and Savior, if life is hitting you hard, don't give up. Cast all your worries and all your anxieties onto God, and he'll work it out in your favor, and he'll work it out for the greater good. Exactly. And he makes no mistakes.
Exactly. Check out more content coming. We're going to try to do this every Sunday. Definitely, we ain't going to stop. Like I said, we're just doing it to inspire somebody, help somebody out. We're not doing this for money.
Man.
So I can promise you that we both work. So
yeah, we both work. So
this to money. And then also, we do understand some people might not like this video because we're talking about God.
A lot of people don't fall away from God.
So we understand that, and that's perfectly fine with us.
Right. So, and for those brothers and sisters out there that don't have God in their life, that probably don't like that because they hate God. Look, man, I'll pray for you. I'll pray that God makes a way to reform your heart to lead into his direction so he can guide your direction.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all, it's just like the book of Proverbs said, to trust in God with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because your understanding can deceive you, and your own understandings will bring you to a place of anxiety, a worry, and stress and strife. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to lean not to our own understanding and acknowledge him as God, and he will direct your path.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, and because his purpose is what he made us for.
Right.
So with that being said, I'm Romel.
I'm a club. It's AR Productions Podcast. A&R Podcast Productions. More content coming your way.
Yep. Stay safe and God bless.
How's it going? This is A&R Podcast Productions. I'm McQuill.
I'm Romeo.
Come back more topics, conversations, discussions, one-on-one talks with us. Just tune in for more videos and check out more of our content coming soon.
Yes, sir.